Back here on KNIA at the 116th running of the Drake Relays. We've got the Indianola 4x200 meter relay team after an 18th place finish here in the event at Drake Relays. And guys, I'll start off by having to introduce yourselves with name and class.
Rylan Hilton, Jr.
Luke Gordon, Jr.
Nick Bradley, Sr.
Parker Amos, Jr.
Absolutely. And looking at this race, I mean, just first off, kind of your initial thoughts on how you feel like the race went and, you know, competing here among some of the best athletes across the state.
I think we were expecting to do a lot better. I know we wanted to get a top eight finish. So, you know, it didn't go our way, but there's nothing we can do about it now.
Yeah, I definitely think we had more in the tank. It wasn't the best, but we're glad to be here.
I think we were expecting a lot better, and, you know, we had a whiffed handoff on my part, and that's something we'll have to keep working on, and hopefully we'll be back here in a few weeks for state and doing better and running faster.
I thought we could have done better, but I don't really take it to heart. We still got state. We still got 3 weeks left. It's not the end of the season, so we'll get better.
Kind of like you guys alluded to there, right? I mean, this is one of those nice things. You want to do really well here, but this isn't the end-all be-all, right? The goal is to work towards that state meeting today, just kind of a great representation of, you know, what it's going to take here in a few weeks, right? And so what kind of things do you kind of look at from today's meet that you feel like you can work on to make sure that you've got that honed in here come state in a couple weeks?
I mean, we just got to get better every day in practice, but we know if we get our handoffs down, we're going to be one of the best in the state, so that's just the big part.
Yeah, our handoffs are a little iffy. Just keep practicing every day.
Yeah, handoffs are a pretty big one. I mean, these past couple meets, the wind has kind of played a huge factor, so just having to, you know, get the idea of what our step should be at, that'll help a lot.
I think we'll just keep getting better in practice. I personally got to get better out of the blocks, but all around we just got to get better, keep practicing.
And that's a great perspective on it. And you guys do get to host the home meet too. And knowing that things have been a little bit wonky this year with weather and, you know, maybe not always the ideal conditions for running as well, how beneficial is that going to be here in the coming weeks, knowing that, you know, practice time is definitely not going to go to waste and trying to get back up here to, you know, try to have that better finish here at the state meet that you guys have talked about, and just knowing that you're going to be familiar with the home, you know, weather conditions, the home track and everything that go along with that.
Yeah, we feel good. We think we're going to be a top team come end of May, so I think confident in that.
Come state, I feel like we'll be one of the best teams out there personally.
Yeah, we got hosting conference and qualifying meet, so I mean, it's definitely a huge home advantage right there. We're used to our track. We're fast on our track. And I think we have a lot of confidence coming into these two events here.
I'm excited for those last two meets before state. It's always a fun time to go out and perform in front of your home crowd. And, yeah, we'll just make it to state and do better, I guess.
Absolutely, guys. Appreciate the time. And we wish you the best of luck here over the next couple of weeks. And we'll look forward to seeing you back here in a few weeks at the state meet as well. But appreciate your time as always.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was the Indianola Boys 4x200 meter relay team here at Drake Stadium in Des Moines as part of the 116th running of the Drake Relays.